Welcome to Women Anointed and Reborn. I'm excited today because I've come up with a new segment that I'm going to call Don't Deny, Just Reply Honestly. And what it is I come up with different questions each and every day that I want you to sit with and ask yourself, how does this question pertain to my life? And what is it that I can do in my life to change the things that aren't right in my life so that I can build a closer relationship with God and with myself? So that's what it's meant to do. It's meant for you to look inward and be willing to change the very things that we deny. We all do it. We all deny things that we know we should change, or you know, someone tells us something about ourselves and we're quick to say, no, that ain't me. I don't do that. But I challenge each one of you to sit down with each question every single day and tell some truths about yourself to yourself. That way you start believing and start changing things that you need to change. And it will open up a great dialogue with God, because after you're done really sitting with yourself and figuring out these things that you're learning about yourself after letting the questions marinate, I want you to pray and ask God to forgive you for whatever it is that you didn't do, or pray and ask God for forgiveness for the things you're doing and you shouldn't do. But sit down and pray and have a one-on-one with Jesus Christ, because he's the only one that can change the inner man. But we have something to do with it too. So I hope that you enjoy this new segment as much as I'm going to enjoy it. Take care, and here we go. So the question of the day today is, do you have a hard time being still, meaning letting go and letting God? I do. There's one thing that I struggle with. I always want to put my hand in it and do it, fix it, manage it, control it, all on my own. But at the same time, I'm asking God, God, help me with this thing. Show me what to do. And as soon as I ask him what to do, I'm getting in there. I find myself trying to figure it out. But that's not what I ask. I ask God to do it, but then I end up trying to do it, and it never works out for me. So I struggle really bad with being still. I wonder, do you guys struggle with that same thing? And if you do, we need to be thinking of ways to fix that and learn to be still. And listen to God's voice, because he will show you what to do. It's just we need patience. I know I do. I'm probably the world's most impatient person. But I'm working on me. So all this week, I want everybody to pay attention to ways they can be still. I want you to share it here on the podcast by leaving a comment and leaving ways that, you know, you sat on your hands and didn't get in there and waited for God, just so that helps other people that may listen to the comments. But this is going to be a challenge, at least for me it is. I can't wait to see your comments and to see all the ways that you're still and what you did. So I'm excited. Take care along this journey. And remember, our way is not the way. God is the way, the truth, and the life. So let's sit back and let him do his job while we do what we're supposed to down here. Take care, and thank you for listening to Women Anointed and Reborn. God bless.